Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. We're here with Chi.
Hi.
Chad.
Yo.
Myself, Bobby, and Emilio.
Switched it up.
I don't know what to do. You move things around. Who am I?
You guys are saying I should switch things up.
Yeah, so you definitely did.
There you go.
Threw a curveball at you.
Okay. I guess I'm jumping in.
Yeah. Great hosting, Chad, Bobby.
I wanted to start off the episode to talk a little bit about the dog, because last week we had mentioned that the dog was going to die. And, Emilio, tell the story about how the dog didn't die.
The dog did not die.
You were going to take him like to people. You were going to take him back to the place. Yeah. Explain that.
My vote was for a refund. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I might still take him. He's a fucking motherfucker. He's an asshole. But he made it. So he was on death's door, by my opinion. I cried when I got home. He was skin and bones. I took him in.
No, but you weren't taking him in. You were taking him to the back to the Humane Society.
But they were closed.
This is how close this dog came.
He had to survive another day.
They were closed, but Fate's door was open.
So instead of going back to the Humane Society and dropping him off, he took him to the vet.
And
the vet laughed at him.
The vet
chuckled.
Gave him an antibody?
No, they gave him like a bunch of stuff they should have given him the first time, I think, in my opinion. But he's all better, and he's meaner than ever. I have cuts all over my hands. That's what it's like.
Yeah, he's
a bulldog, I guess.
He's a biter.
Yeah, he's a biter.
Rule of life: you want to use your teeth, but you don't want to be a biter. So he's a biter.
Ladies, listen up.
So, anyways, the other thing I wanted to bring up is we had a white elephant. We had a white elephant exchange last night, and my gift was a 5-pound bag of the sugar free gummy bears from Haribo, which we had mentioned before.
You mentioned before.
I had mentioned before.
Yeah.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, Amazon this 5-pound sugar free gummy bears and look at the reviews. They're hilarious. So the challenge is on these things is you eat at least 6 of these things, and it's supposed to give you explosive diarrhea and gas and all. So I bought this as a white elephant, and I printed out the reviews and I included it in the envelope. And so I challenged everybody at the party to try this out, and Emilio was the only one that tried it out. So Emilio, how did your...
What did I say before I ate them? Do you remember?
You said it was a lie, and this was just a hoax.
No, I said, you people are sheep, and I am a butterfly. And then I put 9 gummy bears in my mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
9. That's all you had, 9.
In one sitting, if you give me
a
bag of...
Sized.
Yeah, they're big ones.
These are like Voltron gummy bears.
And they taste like sweet heaven from
they're not that good.
They taste... There's no sugar-free.
Black
they don't taste.
Are the gummy bears to go with.
They don't taste like sugar-free at all, though. They taste like full sugar. Anyways,
I'll give you that.
So how was your morning this morning?
Fart-filled, but not shit-filled.
No wonder why you didn't take the casting couch seat.
No, I play it smart.
I was like, I'll sit on the the stray piano chair. You can sit on the couch with Emilio. And he's like, nope, it's okay.
No fart was less than 4 seconds, and no fart came without its brother.
Did so you?
It was always pairs, and it was always over 4 minutes.
Four seconds. Wow.
So.
Did you get your Chipotle spray for that?
My what?
Did you catch the reference?
No, the Chipotle from South Park.
Yeah.
Chipotle away?
Chipotle away. Haribo away.
Yeah, so that was that. There's something else I wanted to bring up also. I had my Christmas party, and there was like 400, 500 people, and they gave out a raffle when you walk in. And I've gone to these things for years. I never win anything. My luck is not towards winning stuff. But last night I won something. I won the Sony A5000 camera. It's about $350, $400. But I was excited about that. Bobby, I'm going to have to show you this camera because you're the expert. So you let me know.
Do you like
what
to take photos?
I do.
Okay.
I do. So I'm going to keep it.
Was this a photography camera?
Yeah. It's a mirrorless.
Oh, okay.
Mirrorless.
I think it's a mistake.
No, yeah. I think.
Hang on with it.
I think this is the beginning
of his new entrepreneurial.
I agree.
Expedenture, if that's the right word.
I
into agree. That's a new word.
Photography.
Expedenture.
I don't know.
It sounds awesome.
You're not the only drunk one here. Okay. I'm just kidding. I am actually drinking this podcast. That never.
I know.
Happened.
We'll see how this podcast ends.
Yeah.
No, it's happened before. Remember, you fell asleep on everybody's couch.
Yeah, that's also
true. You mean the night when everyone ignored me?
I actually had to do something. I forget what.
Yeah, stuff was
you
happening.
Had a raid, and then Amelia had to break up with his ex-girlfriend, now girlfriend.
It was a temporary thing. All right, Bobby, go ahead.
All right, so next week, just to let you know, is going to be our Game of the Year episode where we talk about our top selections.
I know now, you guys all been waiting for that.
Yep, the official doctrine coming from the DL Gaming crew. I don't know, maybe we should open this up to the listeners, like have a little straw poll or something.
That's what we did last year, too.
No, we didn't.
We tell them what to think.
No, we posted up last year on what they picked for Game of the Year, and then we discussed it.
Oh, we did. That was after the fact, though.
Yes, we did do that after the fact.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm excited
what one
to
last
see.
I think it was Witcher 3.
There was two of them that...
I think Listener Choice was Rocket League last year.
Yeah.
Which was my
and ours
choice
was
last
Darker
year.
Dungeon.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I thought Darkest Dungeon was that last year?
No, yeah. You came down to... am I right, guys?
No, it was Rocket League versus Darkest Dungeon, and you guys...
And Chad, you changed your vote at the last second so that Darkest Dungeon could win.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
A classic episode, if you haven't heard. It's on our website.
Go back and
I'll have to check
look
it out.
Up.
Yeah.
It's on our greatest hits album.
Yeah.
All right.
You can find it under Clusterfuck 3.
Put all our episodes under that one.
All right. So let's talk about last week's errors and corrections.
Yes. Oh, I have something on my phone.
I don't like this segment. I want to get rid of the segment.
Because it's always your errors.
Probably.
I don't know how well that mic is going to be picking up your voice there. It's kind of...
I'm pulling it down every time I talk.
Every time you talk.
So I think it's a positive if they don't hear him. So last week, we were talking about mech TV movies.
Yes.
And I was trying to remember the one that had the two mechs that would decide wars. It was like in the future, and they had these two mechs that would decide wars. And I couldn't think of the name of it. I got home last after the episode and looked it up. It was Robot Jocks, J-O-X.
I've never heard of that movie.
Nope, me neither.
You guys haven't heard it? That's a great movie.
No, it's not. It's great.
Sounds like a...
Okay, it's not great, but it's not terrible.
I have never even heard of it. I know obscure movies. So
we'll look it up, Bobby. Well, right. I got this. Well,
J-O-X.
Not worth the
it
Google.
It sounds like something that would belong in a porn library.
Can I hashtag and also trademark... Not worth the Google. Hashtag not worth the Google.
Oh, I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Okay.
You?
I just made it up right now.
Oh.
The other thing was we were talking about pilot names, and what was the one that you said, Amelia?
Wong Wei.
Yeah, you said that was a pilot. And I was like, no, you're talking about this other thing.
We debunked that on the stream, I thought.
It's true.
On the podcast. Sorry.
I was trying to think of this clip. So there's a clip that of TV news people talking about pilot names. So I want you to hear this clip. I'm playing it from my phone, so I apologize for the audio. But here it goes. It's 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Coroner is still trying to determine the cause of death and whether she was already dead when the truck hit her.
Hold on.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong.
Yeah, oh my God.
Lee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding
Ow. So that was the article. So that was actually on a news in the Bay Area here. So
yeah, I do remember that. It's that when was the one that they trolled the news.
They actually somebody told them
something Wong we too low.
No, I get it. but I didn't know that was on the actual.
Yeah,
news.
Somebody had sent in a tip that That's these awesome. Were the pilots' names, and they ran
and
with it.
And then they ate it up. It was
yes.
Yeah.
Trollsville.
One for the anarchists.
We did it.
We did it.
All right. So let's talk about games that are on the radar. Anything looking interesting this week?
This literally just jumped on my radar today. I know that Afterbirth Plus is coming out. on the 2nd of January for Binding of Isaac, which is my favorite, one of my favorite games of all time. But a listener created DLC.
Fan created.
Fan created, sorry. Is coming out on the 20th, which is like 2-3 days from now.
And Tuesday, I think.
Yeah. 2 days.
And I usually, it's funny because I love mods, but I also would rather play. I kind of see what Chad was saying 50 episodes ago, where he wanted to see what the developers intended before messing it up or changing it the way that you want to see it. But this guy, this is this guy's unique vision on what it should be.
What's it called?
It's called
Astroneer.
No, it's called
Switch
Afterbirth. Anti-birth is what he named it.
Anti-birth.
Anti-birth. And it comes out the 20th. I don't know if you have to pay for it or what, but I saw the trailer for it, and I was really impressed. They redid the multiplayer so that the second player is not a little ghost. It's actually a real player, and it should scale up. And it has, 50 new bosses, tons of new rooms.
And somebody did additional art and everything?
What?
Is there more? Is there additional art to this, or are they using the art files?
Yeah, they're using the original assets. But anyway, it looked really good. So I'm going to be checking that out next week.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
What was that other one that we...
That other one was a game that I had added, Astroneer. I saw some people streaming this.
Looks good, right?
Yeah, looked interesting. It's kind of funny. In the wake of No Man's Sky, it looks like it's trying to copy that in a bit of a way. But it's early access. I think it's $20, and it looks like a space exploration game in early alpha. So I don't know. Let me bring it up. You guys can tell me what you think.
Are you interested in playing the early access, or are you still going to wait for the...
For a game like this, I wouldn't mind doing early access.
Okay. Oh, it does look like...
Yeah, it's the first game that came out... I'm sorry. It's,
No Man's Sky.
It was on the... what do you call it?
Oh, the art style is cool.
Oh, that's neat.
It already looks better than No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky looks good. Come on. Give it its due, what it's got.
Yeah, no. All right. $19.99. I don't know. I might consider that. It's
You can get 4% off if you get the bundle with the soundtrack.
4%?
A whopping 4%.
But with the Steam sale coming up on the 22nd, I'm hoping that it'll be a little bit cheaper. But this looks like a great game to play in between rounds of Heroes of the Storm. So that's the appeal for me.
You already talked about Binding of Isaac.
From what I could see from the trailer, it's this little tiny astronaut in a beautiful world. He had this unique gun that you got to mess with the environment. So you were actually... He was building a bridge for pointing the gun across at another mountain or hill.
Yeah, it almost looks
boxing-based.
And it created
a bridge for him for exploration. And in between HOTS games, I play games like... Not HOTS games. I'm not the HOTS player. But in between games, I used to play games like Audio Surf or Polybridge. That kind of reminded me a little bit of Polybridge in a sense, where it's like an engineering, free-roam engineering game.
Yeah.
And it does kind of look like a free roaming engineering game.
It does say online co-op, so they are being upfront about this being a multiplayer game, apparently.
Yeah, I think there was a clip in there where you saw the two of them running around together.
Yeah.
Cool. Space Hulk Deathwing's coming out.
It already came out, and I was a little surprised by the reviews.
This is the one that has some issues, right?
Yeah, and I think it might have been technical issues mostly, not gameplay, but it looks like it's the same old thing with a lot of AAA titles that come out, and they run like shit. And I don't know if this one is capped at 30 frames per second, but I had high hopes for this game.
A lot of our listeners were all about this game, especially LabMonkey was leading the charge. He actually had a banner made that said Deathwing on it, and it was riding around on a horse all around our trying to get people to buy it. A whole bunch of people got it, but I don't know. I don't want to buy games until I see reviews, usually.
Yeah, and this is listed as mixed on Steam. And I was reading them. Mostly it's dealing with frame rate issues and crashes, usually on high-end rigs. So I think what's the problem is if you've got a really beast rig, you can't run it as you would expect to run it.
So weird. What a weird thing, right?
Yeah. It's already... I mean, this is the same thing that happens on all these freaking AAA titles.
But not usually on high-end rigs.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not optimized well or something like that. So, anyways...
Yeah, he's going to send... look. What was that?
Well
That's
done.
Your phone.
Oh. Lambast us on all the things we got wrong about our...
We'll have to find out if he thinks it's worth it at this point. I'm assuming he's played it, but... Yeah, I want to play this game, honestly. I was thinking about getting it, and I was also thinking about giving it away before I saw the price tag on our Christmas giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Which we will do later.
It's a little pricey.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
$33.99 right now.
There's one more coming out on the 20th called Shantae the Half Genie, or something along that lines.
Didn't you play this?
I played Shantae the Pirate's Curse.
Oh, and so you this liked is, it a lot.
Yeah.
You like this? I thought Bobby was the one that played and enjoyed it.
Bobby doesn't like things.
The Half Genie Hero is what it's called.
I love how we just speak for Bobby now.
So this style of game is it's a 2D side-scroller where you kind of... It's more kind of like a Nintendo throwback, where you're attacking creatures and platforming and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a throwback to an older style of game.
Graphically, it reminds me of Power Stone.
Yeah.
Character and environment modeling.
Yeah,
it does. It's just well done. This whole series has been well done from what I've played on it. Because like I said, the last one I had a lot of fun playing. It's fun. These are good, just fun games that you can just sit back and relax and not try too hard and just play through it as a single player game. The full game's there. You don't have to download additional
keyword,
things.
Not try too hard.
Yeah.
Chad.
Not try too hard. Yeah. You know, it's just a fun, relaxing game. At least the last one was. So I'm curious to see how this one's going to go.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. So should we move on to the gift exchange that we promised last week?
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Chad, how much time went into our planning of this?
Oh, a lot. I spent hours and hours of not thinking about it, and then 10 minutes before the podcast.
I honestly thought we were going to do it next year.
Next week.
Next week, but next week is after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we were pretty clear we were doing it this week.
Let everybody know. Not only am I drunk, as usual, but I'm also sick, so I'm kind of delirious, so it's worse than usual.
So if you do not recall, or if you did not listen, I'm not Emilio. If you did not listen into our last podcast, we decided to do a Secret Santa Exchange, the podcast before Christmas, and what was on our list were just Steam games to gift to each other.
Calm down, Bobby.
And what we did was we have these, thanks to Sam, Emilio's girlfriend. She took all of her Christmas notes and rewrote them on a mystery card, so we can't tell who our Secret Santa is. And you're going to join in with us to see which one of us, what games we got, and who our actual Secret Santa is.
Bobby already knows who his is.
Well, let's start with Bobby.
Let's start with Bobby.
Yeah. Right. So they're nice little cards.
So Bobby's opening his card. Yeah.
I'm opening my card. The envelope is open.
Just read the damn thing.
Season's greetings and warm and friendly wish. These are really Christmas cards.
Okay, yeah, they are.
So what game does it show?
Game Bobby, I bought you Death by Daylight because you love horror and multiplayer, and this is both.
Ooh,
also, you play a camp counselor, which you look like all day, every day. You're just creepy enough to be the person that everyone suspects is the killer, but clever enough to wind up the hero's sidekick. You know the one that does all the work but doesn't get laid.
Oh, wow. All right.
So you want to guess who they came from, Bobby?
Oh, we weren't supposed to say the game, were we?
No, we are.
Okay.
Because otherwise it explains in the description.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That was a good description. I didn't put that much effort into
that. That was really good, actually. Do you want to take
a
guess? Let's not reveal who our Secret Santa is, but just take a guess who you think Santa is.
Go ahead and give a guess.
Well, thanks to a stray text message, I'm pretty sure it's Emilio.
All right, so Bobby's guessing Emilio. Don't reveal it yet.
No, I'm not. Okay. We have a text message group that we do, and I said, hey, do we have a limit on how much we should charge or spend on this? And Chad said, up to $20. And I said, but Bobby owns every game on Steam under $20.
And I said, thanks.
Yeah, Bobby,
good thing you don't have Bobby for our secret Santa. Yeah,
right? And I said, right.
He's not a smart man, fellas. No. All right, Chi, you want to go next?
Oh, me? Okay. All right. So it appears I got the same card.
No, everybody did. Everybody did. It's identical across the board.
All right. Chi, since you decided to take a break from multiplayer games and focus on single player, yeah, right. And also because you enjoy Divinity Original Sin so much, I thought Pillars of Eternity would be the right game for you.
Ooh.
Heart You. Aww.
Is that multiplayer?
I think mine said Heart You, too.
Heart You.
Yeah.
I love it.
Somehow.
Pillars of Eternity. I've heard of it, but I know nothing about it. Who can tell me a little bit more?
Pillars is from Obsidian.
Obsidian, yeah.
It's the one that came out right before Tyranny. So that's like,
so it's like a hardcore RPG. Like
I'm going to try that. We're all playing our games, and in the next couple podcasts, we're going to follow up on this.
Okay.
Cool.
Are you going to give your guess?
My guess for the appropriate language.
Say a minute.
I'm going to say it's Bobby.
Okay, Bobby.
For the appropriate language.
Right? He was so nice to me.
All right.
Bobby hurts me.
Wait, was he correct?
No,
We don't know yet. We're saving.
So we don't know if you got it for Bobby yet either, Emilio. Right. See, this is how that works.
It's all a mystery.
Emilio, you are getting the Talisman 3 game bundle.
Oh, no way.
With the main game, the solo player prologue, and the Warhammer 40K version called the Horus Heresy. I mean, how perfect is it? It has everything you like. Multiplayer, board game, Warhammer. Simple choice. Definitely, Chad.
Simple choice.
Oh, no.
And you're like, definitely, Chad?
That's you.
We'll see. We'll see.
You're going Chi?
Chad doesn't use the word perfect.
Okay.
Chad or Chi?
No, definitely Chi.
Okay.
Okay. And then this is mine. Kind of nervous, actually.
Should be.
Chad, I got you this game because I wanted you to enjoy something that doesn't require your thumbs to play. Good choice. Sometimes you forget you're a PC gamer. Also true. So I wanted to remind you of the greatness. P.S. I got some mobile games to talk about later.
Oh, God.
So I wanted to remind you of the greatness behind using a mouse. This indie game is a comedic point-and-click adventure that you can't possibly fail at. Therefore, this is right up your alley, Chad.
Oh, that's G.
Okay.
This is definitely Chad.
Is this the actual game?
What is it?
Her Majesty's Spiffing?
Yes.
I'm going to go Chi.
What? Really?
I just put that game on my wish list. That one looks good.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, if you share my games, you will be able to get it.
No.
All right, so... Obviously, Emilio had Bobby. Obviously,
is that the truth?
Yes, that was the truth.
Oh, goodness.
You're doing the whole thinking he's smarter than he actually is. You know, like, what does he actually mean? You're doing the whole thing like that. But no, he actually just is not paying attention at all. I obviously got Emilio's. I think this is Chi's. And then Chi must have Emilio's.
Bobby
has cheese.
I had cheese, yeah.
Yeah, so were we all right?
Yeah, except for him, because he said
Amelia
you.
Thought There's I got you that one, but Chad got you that one. Yeah, so
I did.
Everyone won.
I do use the word perfect.
So I think everybody, the listeners, can guess what we're going to be playing next week.
Yeah.
By the cards.
I'm excited.
I'm downloading that bullshit.
What? I love that game. I want to try it.
No, and I am actually interested in checking that one out.
You got the 3-pack?
And this is the rare opportunity. I have 2 weeks off, so this is the time to get some games in for me.
Woohoo.
I almost bought the 6-pack, and I might still do it, because the 6-pack for Talisman, just the default game, I think is like $25.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have the game.
Well, I'm just thinking we buy the 6-pack and we give them away to some listeners.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. I think a lot of people
already have it.
Yeah. They do.
A lot of people have the base game, but they don't have a lot of the DLC.
Yeah.
Now, Bobby, with those 2 weeks off?
Two, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks off. Do you think we will be finishing Game of War, Gears of War 4?
I don't know. See, I think that's going to depend on you because...
it's been rough. I was like, hey, let's play for half an hour. Okay, next time let's play for 28 minutes.
Oh, wow. It's hard for me to pick up any co-op game and give it any less than 2 hours at a time.
Yeah. Well, you'd think Amino, who has a very open schedule, like he can schedule his work around what time he wants to do stuff.
Do you have a diving puppy?
You don't either anymore. Well, let's talk about
Gears since we brought up Gears of War, let's just talk about it. Now, we haven't played that much of it. We played through the prologue and a little bit into the first mission, but...
Before you get into it, have you guys played Gears before?
No. Well, that's what I was going to preface this with, is that I mentioned this last week. I've never played a Gears of War game, so going into it as my first Gears of War game, it just feels like so many other games that I played. I feel like I'm kind of thrown in the middle of the story. I don't really know what's going on. Like, they kind of expect you to be knowledgeable of everything that's happened before, but I don't know. It is fun, and it looks good. Like, the graphics are good. I'll give it that. Hmm. I don't know. What do you think, Amelia?
Yeah, I feel like this is the opus of the entire series of it. You know, this is like trying to include the first two or three scenes are the climactic scenes from the first three games,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, you start out playing a flashback.
Yeah, and so you play through them.
So this is supposed to explain the kind of story?
Yeah, but
my understanding is the main character is the son of the previous main character, right?
He does look like Marcus Fenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not Marcus anymore. That's new.
Marcus is dead, I think.
What? Spoiler.
No, I don't think he is, because... I saw a clip on a commercial where it's like, my son's in trouble. I need to save him.
Oh, maybe.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah, who knows? And it really doesn't matter. Like, this game is not about story. It's not about gameplay. It's about big shit going on. It's like that summer blockbuster that has all the special effects and the big actors, and that's why you go see it, because you know at least it'll dazzle you. This is what that is.
The gameplay isn't very good.
I don't want to say it's bad. Like, it's not bad, but it kind of made me realize that I'm, like, you know how we talk about, is the point and click genre dead? Like, has that been done to death? Can they make that fresh again? I almost feel that way about first person shooters or
third person. But this is third person, right?
Yeah, third person over the shoulder. Gotcha. It's a shooter. You know, you run around, you shoot a bunch of guys, cover based shooting, you throw grenades, you got a sniper rifle or a shotgun or a pistol or an assault rifle. It's just, I've done that so many times at this point that I don't know if I can ever really enjoy a game like that again.
I'm a little bit more curious about the cooperative element to it. I've played Gears of War 3 and pretty in depth, but it was so long ago and I never beat the game, like all of my games, most of my games. And, you know, how fluid or have you played Gears of War 3?
No.
Oh, okay.
No Gears ever.
I just don't... How did you guys feel about the cooperative element? Were there any... do you feel like you could play this game without someone else? Or are there certain elements where it's like, I am so glad I have Bobby playing this game with me. How could I get through that scenario without having him by my side?
So getting a game going... Mm-hmm. is a little bit more tedious than we would have wanted it to be, right?
But it's not Dark Souls tedious, right?
It's not that bad.
No, it's not.
But
like
it's
Dark
not
Souls.
As easy as Steam, let's say.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty
now
easy.
It is.
You jump in, you hit invite. Yeah, figuring out how to friend each other on the Xbox app system took a minute, but after that, it's been pretty simple.
And the other thing is, so you're running around as a squad of four anyway. So even if you're playing single player, you're a squad of four. So one of those four people are replaced by a real person. So, and this is what I thought was interesting. I always come into Bobby's game, and when I come in, I can choose the difficulty level for me. So I could be playing at super ultra,
wow,
and he could be playing at normal. And it's just, that's a strange thing, but cool. I guess that's better than not having that.
What makes the difference between...
Probably just damage.
Yeah. Right? How much damage it takes to kill an enemy.
But I don't know. Like, I loaded up the game, just put it on normal, and then it never asked me again. But every time you join my game, it asks you what difficulty you want to play on. So I don't know what that's all about.
Hmm.
But
yeah. And the other thing is, I know that I have my three squad mates. I don't know which one Bobby is. Because when I, every time I come in, I can choose which guy I want to be of the four. And Bobby, I guess you're always the main character?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So I guess I could see who he is, but everybody's so bulky.
Yeah.
Everybody looks the same anyway.
Well, if you hit shift, that brings up an overlay where you can see some tactical information, and that will tell you like where your objective
is. Tactical information? He doesn't need tactical information.
No, it's like the Batman vision, you know, like the X-ray vision. But it's like that. If you do that, then you can see everybody's names and where they're at. I don't know. It doesn't really feel like there's any necessity to playing with somebody. You're both just kind of going through it together. It's not like you need to do this while I do that. But then again, we aren't that far into the game, so we'll have a lot more to say next week on this.
It almost feels single player to me, really.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time where I was like, nice shot, Bobby, and Bobby's like, that was a computer.
Oh, and
I was
goodness.
Like, oh, well, shit, I would have took credit for that.
Oh, man.
And then, but what I would say about this is, like, this world that they've created and these bad guys are so over the top.
Yep, definitely.
Like,
in a
that's
good way?
That's the cool part. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, how often do you get to fight a spider creature this big or, like, rolling half-tank, half-flesh creatures?
Did the spider have titties?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And would bang all day, per day.
Wow.
It's titties had titties.
He's into spiders for some reason. You like the Arachne from Smite?
Oh, yeah, she was.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just like the spider chicks in all these fantasy games.
But, yeah, that's what I really... The boss fights are fucking boss fights.
So it's kind of like God of War, where you're running around getting through the level.
God of War, you had to chain combos, didn't you?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, about the boss fights.
Like, the God of War was made famous because all the
sequence,
the badass bosses and the larger than life guys that you were fighting. Is that kind of how it was for Gears of War?
Yeah.
Gears of War has some sequence.
Like we said, we've only played for an hour.
Does it? Like quick time events?
Yeah, quick time events. That's what I meant.
So we fought some crazy shit, but it hasn't been like a long out, drawn out battle.
Yeah, I don't think we got a real boss.
You ain't selling me this at all. Are you guys excited?
I'm not sold.
The way I'm hearing it, it's cooperative. It's four player co-op. But then your teammates are like AI anyways. That's horrible. Mm-hmm.
No, you can play with up to two people, but you roll in a squad of people, so you have AI helping you out.
Guys, the controls and the mechanics are just set up for console, so it's like you don't physically, I guess you can stand, run to the next cover, or you can just push up and go, and it'll just run you to the next cover. It's very Sega Genesis.
Were you using mouse and keyboard or a controller when playing this game?
Of course I was. Nigga, please. I don't think I ever said that before. Hey, nigga, please.
Chiga. It's
so. Chiga. So I'm assuming that was mouse and keyboard then. Bobby, you're also playing mouse and keyboard because I could never see you.
Yeah, I'm sure it works well with the Xbox controller, but I can't use one of those. I don't know. It's a fine game, and I don't know. It's just more the same to me. It's like a million other games I played before. It's like Spec Ops The Line, even, but without interesting story. But
wow. Boom.
You know, next week we'll come back and maybe something amazing will happen and we'll change our opinions entirely. All right, what else we got?
I got a bunch of little stuff. So do you want to go there or do you want to talk Overwatch Holiday Patch?
Let's go with the little stuff first.
Okay. I have two mobile games that I'm going to talk about pretty briefly. The first one is Rodeo Stampede. The reason I downloaded this game is because Google Play Store had a Games of the Year for 2016. P.S. They picked for Game of the Year for their mobile one is Clash of Clans.
This is what you mean by little.
Yeah.
A mobile game.
Yeah, exactly.
Was my Christmas card accurate or what?
Yeah, correct. So I picked this one because it was on the Games of the Year list, and I'm having a lot of fun, but it's free to play, Rodeo Stampede it's called, and the whole gameplay is you're on this animal, so you're moving left and right sort of to avoid objects.
Okay, cool.
But then you've got a limit because it's trying to buck you off. So after a while, you've got to jump off of it. And when you jump off of it, you fly forward, and you have like a little lasso ring. So if you can land on another creature and land on it, you can then be bucking on that creature. Oh. So you just try to get as far as you can, and you're trying to capture. So the gameplay is kind of unique. I haven't seen this type of game before, so I was having fun with it. So I give that a recommend.
You've never seen Rodeo Progression before?
No, no, have you? Okay.
The thing about this one, and like, if I could develop a mobile game, it would just be the Battletoads, Double Dragon, the side scroll hover jump game on loop.
Wow. And because you hate yourself and you want to just grind.
Yeah, because like that is the most. If anyone's ever played that game,
hard.
It was the most challenging part of the game. Where you can't, like, you through the game, you're kicking ass, you're feeling like a boss, and then all of a sudden they jump you on these little hover cards.
Hey, all you young people, check out Battletoads hoverboard, or hover...
I think it was Mission 3.
Mission 3, yeah.
Yeah, just go to your local GameStop and ask for Battletoads, they'll have it.
The first two levels were fun. No,
just kidding.
First two worlds, and then you get to this bullshit that nobody could fucking pass. It's fucking bullshit.
And then the next level after that was like some rotating tower that you had to go up. Do you remember that one?
Never got past the hover card.
Oh, yeah. I got through there twice, I think, and I'm high-fiving my brother.
The original Flappy Birds.
Yeah.
That moment in that game.
Okay.
Flappy Toads.
So, Rodeo Stampede, I give it a thumbs up, so if you want to give it a go. The other game that I tried mobile-wise was called HIT, which stands for Heroes of Incredible Tales. And this game pisses me off. And this is why this game pisses me off. And you'll agree with me when it looks really pretty. Emilio, this is a game that I showed you.
Very good looking.
It looks very good. Could be set up perfectly to be an awesome game, but instead of them
all I see is tits.
Well, yes, it does. But I mean, once you get
a complaint?
It is a gorgeous game. I'm
once you get into
shocked.
Game, it gorgeous, it looks really right. good. But
the guy has two umbrellas for swords.
This game could be really good and really. It's got the foundation to be something really special and really interesting on a mobile platform.
Except for.
The levels are 15 seconds. I'm one-shotting everything, and everything is circled around me trying to throw money at it. It brings up 26 screens that's trying to get me to buy the $99.99 set for me to level up a character.
I must have sat down at the wrong time, because for the hour that I was sitting next to you, you were smiling, laughing, and having a great time.
This is how cool this game is. They have... All their cutscenes are fully voice acted with good voice acting, and the actual like cutscenes are interesting, and I kind of want to know. And the world's interesting, and I kind of want to know. And you get in and there, and the game is gorgeous, and you're doing combo strings, and you've got supers and shit, and everything's perfect. But it's 15 seconds long, and I'm one-shotting everything. The game itself is not good, but everything around it is.
Potential unfulfilled. Is worse than out and out failure.
Sounds like a bad.
It's like getting one stroke of a hand job, like It's like going to a strip club. Like you just walk out of it more frustrated than when you walked in.
And with less money.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Boom. This
depends on what strip club you're going to.
Yeah, that's probably true. So
on U.S. soil, crossover to Tijuana. Yeah, a whole different.
A whole different story. But anyways, this one's free to play. If you want to. Experience what it's like to go to a strip club. you can download this game and give it a go.
But I don't know. Be an adult boy and go to a strip club.
I don't recommend it, but yeah, you can go give it a try. And it's called Heroes of Incredible Tales or HIT.
Oh, and of course for. I played lots of games this week. Lots of games of Overwatch.
Yes.
So I said that earlier.
Funny. Third time, still funny.
Yes.
Yeah. So before we started the podcast, we were, of course, adding things to the notes. And I was like, hey, guys, I played a lot of games this week.
And Amelia ears perked up.
Yeah. Shock and awe. And I'm like, a lot of games of Overwatch. Ooh, the reason being is that Overwatch recently did their holiday update. So just like the Halloween update, they finally came out with a Halloween one. And I am so excited about it. It's so funny, you know, referring back to my Secret Santa gift, I am actually getting back into multiplayer gaming because of this holiday update with Overwatch. So season three is out. I was super frustrated. I went as low as 1850, finally back up to 2600.
Were you carried?
Yes, I was either, I was queued up with at least 5 or 6 people.
Okay.
Well, that's not
being carried.
But were you carried?
Were they better than you?
Oh, yes, of course. Okay. They were on their alts.
Okay.
So unless I'm playing with an alt, I'm not playing.
No.
So you're
back to, you're on a
You're like Smurfette, right?
Does that make you feel better or worse?
Because you're the one girl hanging around with a bunch of Smurfs.
Really good, because as a woman, I have my options and I can, you know, pick and choose my attention as I do so please.
Gotcha.
And as so everybody else on the internet. That's the nice thing about social gaming on the internet. You get to be selective.
Yeah.
True.
Because you will definitely not catch me playing with all of the, you know, what, almost 400 people on my friends list, and you are definitely not catching Bobby playing with his up to 1,000 friends.
3,000
you know?
It's like friends.
You have your core, and that's what really matters to me, my core.
Yeah. So, and talk about the holiday pack.
Yes, the holiday update.
Skins?
New skins, of course.
What's the best skin?
The best skin
Bobby,
is
do you have a full list of the skins?
Yeah.
I want to see.
So, everybody gets a refresher. Maybe not everyone, but most of everyone that you would want a new skin for gets a holiday skin. My most favorite being the Zenyatta one.
Ooh.
He is the Nutcracker.
Oh,
and
nice.
He has nuts floating around his neck.
Oh,
nice.
How could you not want that?
I might get the 50 pack.
Yes, I have not got the Nutcracker skin yet.
Oh my God, a reindeer fucking
Roadhog.
Roadhog, I have that one. His belly button, red nose.
Farrah,
I have that one too.
Yeah.
That one's called sick. Frostbite. Yeah, I know. Look at all of this like renewed enthusiasm for the game. Am I right?
Apparently people are all up in arms about May though.
Yes, May, when she freezes, she actually turns into a snowman with a hat.
Okay.
A Santa hat. And it is so cute, so adorable. Speaking of May, she is the star, of course, of the holiday update.
Naturally.
And also McScrooge is the skin.
McScrooge.
So really good.
Sick.
Really good.
God, they do such a good job.
Yeah,
if you
they
want
do,
to play.
Right?
Yeah, are you guys upset at all that it's sort of a money grab? Like,
oh, a Yeti.
I'm not complaining. I think they do a good job.
Yeti
Which
Harambe.
Is the Yeti? Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
We saw the Yeti Harambe.
It's fucking
no,
game over.
No, but these skins are amazing, and in my opinion, even better than the Halloween ones.
Did you know that everybody's complaining about May, and they're going to switch it?
Complaining about May's updates?
Legendary skin. Apparently, it's like shitty.
Oh, I don't recall.
No. Everybody's complaining about it.
Overwatch holiday event. The first three articles from three different sources is Blizzard apologizes and responds to criticism of May's legendary holiday skin.
Oh, her winter skin.
Because it's basically just a reskin.
Exactly like her, all of her other garments. But to me, I think the snowman was very clever.
Yeah
sure. But if
she's the star.
Let me say, she's the star because the new arcade event, in the Halloween event, we had Junkenstein, which was kind of like a zombie survival. They just come at you. In the new arcade update, it's May's Ice something, but it's basically a 6v6 with May, and it's a snowball fight.
Oh, nice.
So instead of her freezing gun, it's a one-shot snowball gun.
So awesome.
And the only way to reload, you could still do her abilities like wall and her self-freeze, but in order to reload this golden gun, snowball gun now that she has, there are these piles of snow in the ground, Antarctica, and you have to reload the gun and reshoot it and then find a way to actually reload the gun.
Yeah, I'm down.
It is. I'll play with you guys.
Yeah.
It is
so much fun.
You get too serious.
We have to cut.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Mate, no.
I'm sorry.
You guys start losing.
I will play all the games because
you,
I really want my Nutcracker skin.
If you
want
to be rage quitting, then you can play with me.
But in response to all the hate, Blizzard said that she's going to be getting a new legendary skin in January, and I believe that if you got this legendary skin, you'll be given that one for free.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, because it is just a recolor.
It is. She's got a different hat on.
Yeah.
But it's seriously just a reskin.
Maybe they're going to 1.5 dap booty, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Metroid 1.5.
Yep, okay. I like it.
I really hope so, Beirut. Beirut says 10 years from now, we'll all be driving mechs to work. I mean, come on.
What? Is he listening to last week's podcast? What's going on here?
We're on Overwatch, favorite.
Yeah. What's going on here?
We should definitely play together sometime. So
I'm the guy who says that you're not supposed to mention what's going on.
Yeah.
But that was awesome.
So if you've been paying attention at all to my stream or dropping by, thank you so much. Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays, I've been streaming on twitch.tv/smoochy, S-M-O-O-X-C-H-I.
Yep.
And I've been playing a shit ton of Overwatch, competitive mostly. So I just have this like really serious, like the space. So I'm not even that entertaining when I'm playing competitive because I'm trying really hard. And but this new Snowball arcade literally brought me back to the bright side of things, where it's I don't have to take this game serious.
I find you being super serious entertaining.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. It's happened. It's probably going to happen again. But I had a really good week playing Overwatch.
Cool. Sick. We'll get ready to get ruined tonight.
Your computer's all fixed, so we can actually play, and you won't just disappear.
I did with the exchange. I got the new EVGA card in, and it's working like a charm. So
you got a new 970?
I got a new 970.
Did you send the other one back?
It's in my trunk.
I have a 970.
P.S. Don't rob my car. Yes, it has to. It's $350 if I don't turn this box back in.
It's never happening.
That is sick.
I know.
I'm playing Oxenfree. This is... Actually, I don't have any information on it at all.
It's the worst name for a game I've ever heard. I'm really
all I think
mad.
Of is Ollie Ollie Oxenfree.
And is it related to that?
Yeah, I guess so. You're a bunch of teenagers that go to a creepy island to go drink after dark.
But it's a side scroller, or is it not? What was that?
It's
that
a 2.5D.
Okay.
Very simplistic graphics, and Sam was watching me play, and she goes, "What do you think of it?" And I said, "It's more Super 8 than it is Stranger Things. Like Stranger Things was actually scary.
Okay.
And Super 8, it was like a kid's movie.
Okay.
And I feel like this is a kid's movie. Although,
Scary can it be on this 2D side-scroller side effect?
And I've said this a million times. And see, you say that, but you can also... But you won't say that a top-down perspective in a MOBA is less immersive.
No, it is less immersive, but that's...
But you can enjoy it just as much?
Well, you have to sacrifice immersion for gameplay sometimes. Is that what's happening here?
Well, now I want to get into the mobile thing.
Okay.
Sitting like Zenyatta.
From first impression of Oxenfree.
But this has been highly rated, first of all.
What was that one? I beat the game. It started with an S. Girl with the blue hair.
Soma.
Soma.
Not Soma. I love that game. It's the other one where there's some hurricane...
Ever heard of this game.
She has psychic abilities.
You're talking about Life is Strange.
Life is Strange. Boom. Oh. So this seems like a 2D. The first episode.
You gotta play all the episodes. That's a great.
No, apparently it gets better and better.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
So
the
this
first
looks like a 2D version of what Life is Strange would
be. I don't know. I played about an hour of it. The voice acting's really good. Two things I don't like, and this is something that is a repetitive thing that I've seen in these kind of games that have heavy dialogue. If your characters are going through a dialogue script, but things are popping up along the way that you can interact with, and then you have a choice whether you're going to continue to interact with the ongoing conversation or go look at the statue. And when you look at the statue, your own thoughts pop up as their own voice acted things, cutting off the existing conversation. Because now you're thinking about this statue.
Teenagers have ADD.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
This is to be
You're meaning like you're listening to a conversation and then you go to the next scene and so the conversation doesn't finish?
It sounds
not
like
really. There's an ongoing conversation.
So the dialogue doesn't overlap. Like if you interact with something else.
Whether it overlaps or it does not overlap.
What would you like it to do?
I imagine it cuts into the streamlining of like the game.
Completely.
Do you not want to be able to click things until you're done with the dialogue? Because that doesn't sound good at either.
I would like,
maybe her thoughts to be silent.
The best conversation, the best way to do this would be to cut off, have her thought, and resume the conversation where it was.
Boom. But that's the way to go about it.
So now I have no idea what was going on. And it's trying to build, you know, your caring for these characters. But how can you when he was in the middle of...
So you were going too fast, basically. You're rushing through a game when you
not
shouldn't.
Not really, because the characters are walking. You have a character.
Well, how have other games handled this? I'm trying to think of
There's
Life is Strange.
There's a bunch of different combinations.
Yeah, but the first time it gets cut off, when I'm playing a game like this and the first time it gets cut off, then I say to myself, oh, they're going to cut off my audio or my conversation. So I'm not going to click on things until I'm done with the conversation.
Which is what I did.
Okay.
But then now I'm waiting for the... While we're supposed to be walking, I put my hand on my hips right now.
Yeah.
Now I'm waiting, and everybody's standing on the stairs, not really interacting like they would be naturally, finishing this conversation so that I could click on the statue.
Okay.
After the it's not fluid.
So you'd like them to design the game so it has a lull in the action until they finish the conversation, and then the next thing comes up. So the option.
I'm not a game designer, but what this is intrusive.
It's not working for you. Okay. But how is the actual gameplay? I'm not seeing gameplay.
Very simplistic. WASD, up, down, left, right, and...
So is it a puzzle?
Is it a puzzle? Like,
no puzzles so far.
So you're just making choices.
It's a 2D walking simulator then.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that one of the tags on Steam says female protagonist.
Yeah. You play as the chick. A dumb lowly
I've never seen. It's also tagged choices matter. I've never seen that one before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, and the other thing is like...
So I'm wondering if it's like one of those games, like a Telltale game or that one where you're on the island and you pick a character and they make a bunch of decisions and it kind of decides what the story is from that. So
that's
like the decisions that you make adjust the story in some way.
I feel that's the thing.
What? That he's referencing, the game on the island where you pick people in it.
I don't know. I want to...
The Forest?
No. I want to say Survivor or something. It was kind of like a little indie game. Not very popular at all.
The only one I know of is actually a PlayStation exclusive called Until Dawn.
Let's just go with Telltale game.
It's like a Telltale game.
And I feel that
so
way, too.
So do you feel like you have a party of four? Do you feel like you can get through the game and then you're the only one alive? Or
no, you don't have a party of game four.
You don't. It looks like there's four people in
there. There are four people, but that's like the beginning of the.
Oh, okay. Thing. They disappear.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did enjoy Super 8, and I did enjoy Stranger Things, but in different ways. Super 8 was just.
Super 8 is because it took me a second to realize. Super 8 was that movie by J.J. Abrams or whoever. Who is it?
I thought it was Steven Spielberg.
No. It was J.J. Abrams making a Steven Spielberg movie.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But it was a movie.
Yeah.
You're talking about a movie, huh?
Yeah.
Super 8. Okay.
It was a bunch of kids having an adventure, but at no point were you ever creeped out. But
that was the one with the invisible creature, right? Was it invisible?
But at some point, you were like...
Have I not seen this movie? What the fuck?
Okay, we're a little hung up on Super 8 here.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
I think we have an answer for the, what is that island game?
Yeah, the island game I was referencing is called Discourse.
Oh, okay,
with a Y.
I remember that
is a good game, and that is a game, because a lot of times you can see the structure in those decision-making games, where it's like, obviously, if I make this decision, the story's going to go that way, but it all comes back to, like, this main plot in the end. And Discourse actually, like, branches off in a bunch of different direction, so I like that about it.
And I might be way wrong here, you know. I'm only an hour in, but I'm the creepiness on a 2.5D, like you said, Chad.
Yeah,
is not very immersive.
Yeah,
like
not.
I'm not scared at all. And everybody knows that Chad and I are big bitches when playing scary
games.
It's
true.
So
well, there was a 2D game that I played that was pretty
creepy. Black and white one.
No, it was called Lone Survivor. I definitely recommend it.
What about the black and white one you put on your top five last year?
Oh, yeah, that one.
What was it called?
That one was creepy. What was that?
The one with the dude waking up in a dream, but it wasn't a dream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was me.
Oh.
I played that one. That was called... Shit. We are the worst.
Yeah, first of all, we need to call all our reviews one-hour reviews, because we play the game for 1 hour, and then
hold on. He plays the game for 1 hour.
Okay.
Bobby refuses to talk a game unless he's played it all the way through, so he ends up always talking about Heroes of the Storm, even though he's played eight other games that week. But
Survivor is oh my god!
No, not the movie.
This is worse. Guys, I'll give you a better review next week.
So Oxenfree, that's a big thumbs up from the DL crew.
a big question mark.
Lone Survivor. Okay, I think I've seen this. Is this with zombies? But,
let me really quickly say.
Oh no, it's not. Maybe it is.
The voice acting's very good in Oxenfree. You know, it's kind of going for that teen movie.
And it's been so highly rated. It's been getting awards,
maybe
too.
Maybe it gets way better. It gets way better.
Yeah. We should just go review movies and walk out after like half an hour and be like, let me tell you about this movie here.
Half an hour, but like 10 minutes.
Oh, no. You see the first act and you're like, all right, I got this. Let's see where it's going. Yeah, okay. You know, Lone Survivor, it said... This game is called a game by Jasper Byrne, and Jasper Byrne, I believe, is the guy who does the soundtrack for Hotline Miami. I don't know if that's the same guy or not, but I always thought it was. I should look into that and find out. But people have compared it to kind of like a 2D Resident Evil, but that's a 2D game that I think was scary.
Yeah.
Well, we all have stories.
It's true. Oh, I got something else that I wanted to talk about. I actually have two things I wanted to talk about.
Oh, Jesus.
The first one is another quick one. Minion Masters. I got this game free from the same company that did Forced and Forced Showdown. I purchased both their games, so they tossed me this game, I guess, that they're working on. And I think it's going to eventually be free to play. It's like a freemium model similar to MOBAs where it's free to play, but you have to pay money to start.
And tell them what I thought it was and exactly what it was within 10 seconds of seeing it.
He walks in the... Because I was like, hey, check this game out. He literally walks in and he's like, oh, it's like Clash of Clans. And I was like, well, yeah. It's
not Clash of Clans.
Clash Royale. Clash Royale. Yeah.
I was like, this looks like... And by the way, I've never played Clash Royale. I walk in and I go, oh, this looks like Clash Royale. He goes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's what this game is. So you've got a base on one side and the other guy has a base... And you drop down minions, and they walk across these two bridges and try to destroy the other base. It's identical to Clash Royale. Was I saying Clash of Clans? Clash Royale won Game of the Year for the Google Store. Anyways, so Minion Masters, it was fun, but it feels like a mobile game, and I'm a little confused on why I should be playing this on Steam. But it's still very early on. They're still looking at adjusting it. The guys that make Forced... I like their games. I don't love their games, but they're decent games, and I want to support a company that's...
They're like a scrappy little...
Yeah, and they're still trying to find their legs, I think. You know what I mean? Like, each game shows something, and so like I want to support it, and so Mini Masters, again, is what it's called. Forced to Duel is their colon.
Their subtitle.
Yeah, their subtitle.
This game randomly appeared in my... Well, it appeared in my game library, and a copy appeared in my inventory, too. So I think they're really trying to promote this.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, it's going to be one of these free-to-play games where you can either earn the in-game currency or spend money to get the...
Well, it's $19.99 on the Early Access store page right now. So, yeah,
okay.
I don't...
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
So it's because you owned Forced and Forced Showdown that they sent this to you? Or
I think so. I got an email.
We're big-time podcasters.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they knew that I'm on the DL podcast, and so they decided to send this over.
We always downplay how popular we're. We're literally number one on iTunes for PC gaming, and we still don't get shit.
He brings us up. No, he brings us up because the last week, where you were talking to Chi, and she had no clue how many downloads we had.
Oh yeah.
Gee, you blame me.
Gee, many listeners did you think we had last week?
I thought you guys were being honest. And
when we were talking about 12 or 13.
I literally thought we had 15 or 16 at most.
But in her defense, she gives her all for those 12 or 13 listeners.
That's
true.
My stream gets impressed. Half of that.
It's the greatest thing I've ever
my
heard.
My stream gets half of that at most on certain nights. And it's
she gets here every week.
Super
week
excited.
In, wake out.
For the 12 or 13
for
listeners
12 or 13.
That she thought we had.
I'm just here for the titty jokes. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. So
it's amazing.
No, I apologize.
No, that... Like, we're not making funny. That is the greatest commitment
awesome.
I've ever heard.
It's humbling, in a sense.
You love 12 or 13 men more than I do.
Yeah. But when we first
it's
started
all about
this
the
podcast,
PC gaming. I love the idea of being on a PC gaming podcast.
you know this more than I do.
Let Bobby finish his thing.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Well, when we first started this podcast, we had one person who would listen, Pedro, who we interviewed for his game, M.exe.
Yeah. Where is he?
Pedro. And
who doesn't listen
anymore?
Because
we played Smite with him all the time, but we told him about the podcast, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'll listen. And we kind of wanted to listen for feedback and stuff, you know. And so
you're talking about like episode 1 or 2 and 3, right?
Yeah, like our first couple episodes. So like every time we did it, we were like, all right, you know, we got to do it, you know, for Pedro. Guys.
Oh my God.
For Pedro is a great.
Vote for Pedro.
That's what we should start every episode with.
For Pedro.
For Pedro.
For Pedro t-shirts.
You know this better
than I do. We
got to
do that. That's going to be our next t-shirt.
I think
for
it should.
I feel weird calling him Pedro though, because we always called him Zaya.
Yeah, we did.
How would it work? How did it work out, Bobby? Like, how long before like we got to 100 and how long before we got to 200?
I don't know. I'll have to pull up the
200,
the bar graph. Yeah.
The million listeners. Yeah. All right. Oh, there was one other game that I played. I got early access into Gwent. I signed up for Gwent.
Oh, nice.
And so I got into
now,
it.
Do you now, let me ask. Did you understand Gwent?
No.
Witcher 3?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I thought it was the dumbest thing I've ever played.
People enjoy this game.
No, totally.
Oh, it's a Witcher card game.
Yeah, the Witcher card game. So this is...
I thought it was dog shit because
Go,
I didn't understand
Gone,
it.
And Gwent.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking in my
so
head.
So Gwent is... the card game within Witcher, and so if you've played Witcher 3, you've played Gwent probably. You get cards in the game, and you can play games when you go into the store.
I've never played The Witcher. I do eventually plan to.
Yep.
A card game within a game, that reminds me of Final Fantasy VIII.
Yep.
And they have one, and it's fun, I guess.
Yeah, so a lot of people liked it, and I think... what is this? Project CD Red? Is that the company that does this? What I forget.
Project Red.
I think they're looking to try to be a little more like Blizzard. So I think this might be kind of their Hearthstone competitor. And it's still early access, and you can sign up on their website to play for free. But it's set up very similar to Hearthstone, where you can play for free, and then you can earn these cards, and then you can open packs, and you're trying to get as many cards as you can, and you can build decks and play against other people. The game is much more complicated than Hearthstone, I feel like. Like, you start off with 10 cards, and you can choose to pass or play. So it's, and there's 3 like different levels where you can play your cards. So it's a very complicated game, I thought at first, and I'm starting to get the hang of it now. But I'm enjoying it. I'm not loving it right now.
Hold on, Chad. This is tough because I would say that Hearthstone is so magic-like that it was familiar.
Yeah.
And this is probably maybe not even as difficult as Magic or as Hearthstone. But since Hearthstone is exactly Magic but easier... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it is. Hearthstone did come with that familiarity.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would agree with you. Gwent takes a different route, and it's enjoyable. I'm not sure I see the complexity. I see what it's doing. It's hard because you start with 10 cards.
Wait. First of all, it's not complex enough. Oh, wait. It's too complex, and then now it's not complex enough.
Okay, so the problem is you get 10 cards. Your hand is 10 cards, and so you're looking at all these cards, and you're trying to make sense of it all. And then, but then the back and forth doesn't have a whole lot of play. Like, I just feel like I'm filling my board, and he's filling his board, and there's not a whole lot of him affecting my board and me affecting his board. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? I feel like I'm just doing things on my board until it's the end of the turn, and then it's his turn to fiddle with his board. And that's not as fun.
I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Like, I honestly didn't.
And the other thing
I don't
that.
I understand this game at all.
There's no combat phase. The whole game is built around you getting as many points as you can on your side to get more points than his side. So if I have 3 points and he has 2 points and we both pass, I win that turn. And it's the best of 3. So basically, there's no combat round. You just play your board until you guys both decide to pass.
There's modifiers. Like, you could put in weather and
yeah, there is
fog.
And I'm sure it's going to get more complex as I continue to play. And there's hidden strategies that I'm sure I'm not seeing at first.
I mean, kind of unfair, but if it was popular enough for them to make a game, there's got to be something there.
Yes, I agree.
And also, You know, just because you're not familiar with it. It's like, could you imagine learning magic from the ground up?
I would love
it. How long would it take?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll let you play a couple of rounds and see if you can see the complexity there.
I never understood.
Yeah.
The first game. So yeah. I don't know.
Okay. So it's free to play. I think right now you need to sign up for the closed beta to be able to get in, and you have to be selected. So I was fortunate enough to be selected right now.
That's a no from Chi and Bobby, right? Like,
not until I play Witcher itself. It's hard for me to get into any type of card games.
I heard you say that earlier.
Yeah.
Now, are you... Who knows if any of this is going to happen? But would you say you start from one, or you start
Witcher?
From Witcher 2? Or
Witcher I tried 3? Playing Witcher 2, and then
no, I played the newest Witcher.
Yeah, you got to play the newest one.
You just start at 3.
I just start at 3.
3 is legit. Mm-hmm.
So if I would say if you
haven't Game of the Year awards,
if you haven't played Hearthstone or Gwent, I prefer Hearthstone right now. But if you have played Hearthstone and you're into the card games, then give Gwent a try. It's a different game. It's completely different. It's enough
different
that it feels fresh. So give it a try and see if you like it.
Yeah.
Oh, he Gwent there.
Oh, nice. I like that one.
I think we have the...
I was thinking of something.
There's the title.
The everyone. Pun of the...
We Gwent there. She Gwent there. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. It just keeps compounding.
I still like this one's for Pedro.
Bobby cannot.
I like for Pedro. We need to make custom t-shirts that just say, because normally it says vote for Pedro.
Yeah.
But if we just ripped for Pedro, we ripped, what's the one show called?
You're talking about Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite. If we just ripped that t-shirt and got rid of the vote part.
We'll do this after.
And just said for Pedro.
We'll do this
that'd
after.
That'd be awesome.
All right. We got a listener.
For Pedro.
We got a listener question. Do the listener question.
Who is it?
It is
the captain. What?
Where is it though? I don't see it.
It's right there.
She works.
He's really drunk.
Oh, what? No, because it doesn't say. Okay. So, Captain Save a Podcast asks if you could sit on Santa's lap and
a developer Santa's lap.
So if a developer was in a form of Santa, and you sat on his lap, and you could ask, which developer Santa would you sit on?
No. Hold on, it's just like what?
Rewind,
would you, Bobby.
What?
Bobby, you're sober.
You know what I'm waiting. You know what I'm waiting for is a year and a half ago. When Emilio was really drunk on the podcast, he pronounced developer Deleliper. And I'm waiting for that to happen again.
I like it.
There's several words that you mispronounced.
You can have several sentences. We're going to sit on different sentence laps, right?
I thought the question
so
was...
It's only one Santa. You have to choose
Bobby,
one developer and what game...
Control these kids.
You would request for that developer to produce.
Why'd you guys put me on the spot?
I was just waiting for you to say developer.
Yeah.
Or negligate. I think we named the episode on that one. But basically, we're going to sit on Santa's lap. Santa is the developer of our favorite video game, and we're going to ask him for something special.
See,
what do we want?
Is that how I thought? I thought it was a Santa from a specific developer. So I was going to sit on Bethesda's Santa's lap.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
See, I had it right.
But you got to wish for something.
What do you want Bethesda to create?
Okay, then you're first.
That's what I said.
Bethesda Santa, and you wish for?
A AAA roguelike.
Okay.
With properties from probably Doom, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. And like you would, it would be Doom. And then you would start with like your fists every game. Just like Isaac just starts with his tears. And there'd be random things. And then you could progress throughout. But the graphics would be that level.
Ooh. Doom level.
Doom level graphics.
Okay. And first
be
person.
Randomly generated, never the same. Sometimes you get fist fucked, sometimes
Whoa.
You fist fuck them.
So a combination between Doom and Binding of Isaac.
Yes, exactly. 100%.
Okay, I like it. I'm on board with that. And Bethesda, you picked them because they do Doom.
And they're my favorite developer.
Okay.
Awesome.
Gee, you know.
Well, we all know I'll be sitting on Lord Gaiman's lap.
Okay, Gabe. And what are you wishing
just
for?
Just to say I'm on his fucking
games much.
Whatever. I know. There's Valve, and so basically Valve Santa.
What are you wishing for?
I'm wishing for something that hopefully will come very soon. Left 4 Dead 3.
Ooh, okay.
I am wishing for Left 4 Dead 3.
You stole Bobby's wish.
great minds think alike. But with Left 4 Dead 3, there was already rumors, or one initial rumor roaming around, where a screenshot of one of the lead designers had a folder that said Left 4 Dead 3. Could have been a troll scene. I don't know, but it needs to happen right now.
No, don't you know all of the keyboards at Valve? They have the 3 removed on all the keyboards. They can't do Half-Life 3. They can't do Left 4 Dead 3. There's exactly. No 3
but
at all.
I would rather have Left 4 Dead 3 before Half-Life 3 because, hands down, Left 4 Dead, one of my favorite games of all time, next to Counter-Strike.
But and we present you with Vermintide, and you shit all over it.
It's because
you don't even try. No. You don't even give it. It's just you.
No, we all heard my opinion.
So you didn't
of
even
Vermintide,
try.
And it's it. Not Left 4 Dead. And it's
you don't even try.
Well, and Left 4 Dead 3, it's just going to be just my life made all over again.
You didn't even try.
Give Vermintide a try again.
Okay, we'll give it another try.
But we're still playing our
give it a Vermin try.
Vermin try.
A Vermin try.
Oh my God, you're already a dad.
You went there. I don't know.
All right, Bobby. You get developer Santa.
Who, I love puns so much.
You know, puns are the lowest
so
form
funny.
Of humor.
It says you.
Anyway.
Whose lap do you sit on, Bobby?
I'm going to sit on the lap of the new director, game director of Heroes of the Storm.
No, this is good.
So this would be Blizzard.
Let him do his thing.
It's his wish.
Let him do his thing.
It's his wish.
Blizzard, but specifically for Heroes of the Storm.
Okay. He probably knows the name of this person.
Yeah, it's Alan DeBerry, because this is recently
he's rock hard right now. So
well, it's funny you should say rock, because the original game director was Dustin Browder, a.k.a. D-Bro, and he was famous for putting destructible rocks in StarCraft 2, and that was like, he thought that was going to be the greatest thing, and it's kind of like this joke in the community. So they call him Dustin Rocks Browder. but anyway, this new guy is stepping in and taking the lead on this, and I'm going to ask him for Blackthorn. I would like to see that character in Heroes of the Storm.
Well, haven't they hinted
your genie
that?
Wish of all games ever?
Hey, it's his
you're
wish.
You're going to ask for one character in one game that's going to be irrelevant in 2 years.
It's his wish. That's what he wants.
I can get upset at what he wants.
Bobby, do you already know what the abilities are if you were designing a Blackthorn?
Yeah, okay, cool. He's a Native American.
What abilities did he have in...
I don't know.
You're the only person who knows this game exists. Yeah.
This was back in the day.
He had a shotgun, yeah?
He had a shotgun.
Okay.
I think he had some sort of rope swingy thing.
I'm putting you on the spot, Bobby.
I'm not the designer here.
I was 4 or 5, and my mommy wouldn't let me play a mature video game.
I'm right there with you, except I was 15, but it's the same thing.
I'm just kidding.
My turn.
Please save this segment.
Okay. This is going to be kind of a silly request.
Okay.
Because
save it.
I'm going to sit on Blizzard's lap.
Oh, okay. The big Santa.
Yeah. And I want them to do a StarCraft MMO.
Oh.
I want a future MMO in the StarCraft universe with the Blizzard's ability to do MMOs.
You didn't even get the voice line right on that one.
No, I've never played StarCraft. That's why I'm going to say it's funny.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't know the StarCraft universe.
Oh, kind of like Warhammer and Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
They could do a future version.
Yeah. I want WoW, but I want it. I'm so sick of the fantasy MMO.
Chad, MMO is over.
No, it's not. I refuse to accept it.
What's the best MMOs come out in the last 10 years?
Wow.
The next VR MMO.
No,
and
that
then
was more
it
than
starts
years ago.
A new
I'm
again.
I'm just saying, like, we
I'm
always.
I'm saying that MMOs had their time.
I know, but if.
There's too many games, too many developers, too many indie titles. You can't get the people that you need to make a good game anymore.
I told you it was a silly request, but this is my wish.
Oh, no.
And that's what I want.
In that case,
I want a StarCraft
MMO.
If we're
living in dreamland, yes, please run away.
Okay, thank you.
Goodness.
And I'm right. I don't know about what.
Bobby, do you think?
Let's talk news.
No, Bobby. Do you think that MMOs have had their time?
I think there are things about MMOs that they can put in other games, but you can't, I don't know, you can't just make another MMO that does what all the other ones have done and expect people to want to play that.
And would you say that the main reason for that is player, there's not enough players to go around anymore because there's so many options?
Everybody's already set on WoW, or they have their own MMOs. I don't know. I think people don't stick to games as much as they used to. Too many options out there. This is opening up a big can of worms. Yeah, we're going to like follow down low, this though. Rabbit hole. We're at an hour 15, so we're right on time.
Okay, Emma. Chief.
Yes.
What do you think about Maybelline?
Maybelline?
Yeah, I don't know.
the makeup line?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you ask me? I could have told you all about it.
I feel like this girl was born with it.
Yeah. So let's talk news. And okay. Now I'm in there with the news.
What's the news? I can't see it.
There's no news.
That's the joke.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about next week. We are going to be recording a little early next week because of holiday plans and everything. So
I will be playing Her Majesty's Spiffing.
So this is interesting that actually showed up on Bobby's wish list. I chose this one because it was on my recommended list. I so happened to look at the trailer, thought it was something I would want to check out and play.
Well, it was on the front page of Steam about a week ago, a couple days ago, and it looked really good. So that's why I put it on my wish list.
So we're all going to be playing No, I'm not calling on you.
Put
your hand down.
I'm actually very excited. I know with the holiday season, maybe not by our next stream, but the stream after that, we'll have to try it out.
Yeah.
Or we'll set up a board game night for Talisman.
So it's an early episode for us next week. We're going to talk about our game of the year. Everybody's going to come with game of the year. Fine, Emilio. Yes, I'm calling you.
I bought Bobby Death by Daylight mostly because I didn't put it in the card, but because I want to play it.
Yes, we all understood that.
It's a five-player game, much like
H1Z1?
No.
Evolve.
Evolve. Thank you very much.
It's 4v1.
It's 4v1.
And one player plays the killer.
Yes.
And four people have to survive to the morning. Exactly. And it's like a teen slasher movie.
So I think we might be able to throw something together where we are always, us four are always the camp counselors, and one of our listeners is always a monster.
Okay.
And, you know, we could talk about it.
Who would we vote to be the perpetuating monster? Out of all the listeners we have.
Oh, Figsec.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was going to say Figsec.
Yeah, for sure.
Congratulations, Figsec.
Congratulations.
You're a monster.
You have been promoted to the monster.
Well, before we get out of here, we do have an actual listener question from Captain Gummy asking, what was that movie you were talking about last podcast, Chad, about the guy who was trying to collect all Nintendo cartridges?
That is called Nintendo Quest, I believe. Bobby, can you Google that one? Or is it not worth the Google?
And where can I watch it?
Hashtag. I think it's called Nintendo Quest.
I have a story about Captain Gummy. He says, Emilio, I got a secret plan to get all...
It's secret.
Yeah, it doesn't...
Oh, okay.
Because it's bullshit. I have a secret plan to get all the fucking secret skins from the next holiday update. I said, what's that? He goes, I'm gonna collect all my boxes, and then when it becomes a holiday...
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work that way, bro.
The boxes don't transfer.
Sorry, bro. It doesn't work that way.
Yes, and it is Nintendo Quest Gummy, so check it out. It was interesting. It was fun.
It's on Amazon.
It is.
If you have Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, that's where I watched it.
Holy shit, this is the lowest. We are losing them by the
Yeah, it happens.
All right, cool. Anybody got anything?
Nope,
that's it.
Chi, you want to sign us out?
Actually, I think this is where you shine best, Emilio.
Oh, I only do one thing well.
Make it holiday themed, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Speak for St. Bobby.
All right.
Santa Chad.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And Elfie Chi.
Elfie Chi.
Waifu. Elfu.
Elfu. And Satan Emilio.
I'm not sure how that's holiday involved.
Holiday titties, everyone. Holiday titties. Each one is different.
And a happy new year.
Bye.